Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast this week. I thank the Lord. He's placed some teaching on my heart that I pray will help open the Word of God to you and bless your heart. Before I get into the message, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, your Word is a light unto our feet. Lord, it's a lamp unto our path. We are able, Lord, because of the wisdom and the revelation that of your will that the Word of God gives, Lord, that we're able to walk with a security and with a confidence in our Christian life. And Lord, I pray that you will minister to all those who are listening. Lord, you see various needs in their lives, spiritually and circumstantially, physically, financially. And Lord, we thank you for the promises of your Word, that you are Jehovah Jireh and that you are our God, and it is your will, it is your pleasure to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we release the blessings of God upon your beloved this day. And Lord, thank you for the trust and the confidence and the faith that we have in you, that you are always with us and you will not fail nor forsake us. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Praise God. Well, as I was asking the Lord what he would have me share for this week on the broadcast, he brought to mind some teaching that I have prepared on the keys of the kingdom of God. The Word of God talks about various keys, and perhaps as myself, you may have read the scripture and you didn't really pay much attention to the keys that are mentioned in scripture. And so we'd like to take this broadcast as well as however many we need to share with you what the Word of God has to say about keys in the scripture. And I'd like to begin by sharing the Living Bible translation of Revelation 3:7. This message is sent to you by the one who is holy and true and has the key of David to open what no one can shut and to shut what no one can open. I've always loved one of these opening passages in the book of Revelation in chapter 1, and of course, the message is coming to John and to the seven churches which are in Asia. And it says, and from, this is verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is described as the faithful witness. And there's also a scripture that's found in Revelation, the 19th chapter, and I want to turn to that. Revelation, the 19th chapter, and verse 11, and there the word of the Lord says, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Oh, I just have to keep reading the rest of it. It's so good. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God. So as I shared that opening scripture in Revelation 3:7 about Jesus, who has the key of David, who can open what no one can shut and shuts what no one can open, we look at the very character of Jesus. And what have we heard as we've shared these scriptures? Well, he's holy. There's no fault that can be found in the sinless Lamb of God, either by God, by man, or the devil. Remember, Jesus said, he has no place in me. Psalm 30:4 says, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And he's true and faithful, the true and faithful witness, the true expression and fulfillment of the character and very mind of God. Remember, Jesus said, he was talking to his disciples, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because he and his Father are one in character, in their personality. They are jointly united together in love and in unity. And of course, he's all powerful. He is the true steward of the house of David. Jesus has the key to every situation, the past, the present, and the future. His coming kingdom, he holds the keys to that, as well as our present and our future salvation. He has the keys of heaven, of earth, and of hell. Revelation 1:18 says, and this is the modern language translation I'm sharing, I experienced death, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I possess the keys of death and of its realm. Praise God. So Jesus is, he is the one that has the keys of heaven, of earth, of hell. And so his character is holy, is true, is powerful. And this describes a twofold work that he is able to accomplish. He opens and he shuts. Now, it'll be interesting, again, just looking at the scripture. I love just, developing a message based on the Word of God, because the Word, well, it actually preaches itself. It refers to various doors in scripture that we can see opened by the power of God. First of all, there's the door of salvation that's opened. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 20, the word talks about Jesus opening a new and living way for us through the veil of his own flesh. You see, that's why he suffered and died. His flesh was torn. The veil of the temple was rent, indicating at the moment of his death that now there was a way that mankind could approach the living God. And the Lord opens the door of hearts. Remember when he opened your heart to receive him and his truth? Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 14, speaks about the activities of the apostles in the early church. And it speaks about one of them was Lydia, already a worshiper of God. And as she listened to us, the Lord opened her heart, and she accepted all that Paul was saying. So we see that God opens, we see in Scripture, Lydia's heart was opened. We've experienced that in our own lives. Every one of us who's come to the Lord, accepted Jesus, at some point in time in our life, we might have even grown up in church, but at some point, God opened our heart, and we then began by accepting Jesus and the fact that he was born of a virgin, that he died and rose again, that we developed a personal relationship with him, and he became Lord as well as Savior of our lives. And also we see with the key of his light, he opened the heart of Saul when he was persecuting Christians. It did take him being knocked off his horse and being blinded because he was very zealous for the Lord. Was that not true? And I love the King James because it's only in that rendition. It mentions that the Lord says to him, Saul, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. God was trying to get through to that man, and it eventually took something as dramatic as his conversion experience of being knocked off his horse. But you see, that just shows that God, he is going to have his way in our lives, and he deals with us very gently. And it depends on how willing we are to hear his voice, whether it depends on how we respond his dealings with us. For example, the word says if we would judge ourselves, if we would examine our own hearts by the word of God and see how we're measuring up, then we won't be chastened by the Lord. Because if we judge ourselves, we're already being judged. The Lord doesn't have to judge us. And he chastens us. Why? Because he loves us. And so if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And so if we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, then it doesn't take a dramatic episode, for example, as in the case of Saul, to hear the message that the Lord is trying to impart to us. So he opens the door of the heart. He also opens the door of the word. In the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 32, remember this was the episode of the two disciples who were leaving Jerusalem. They were walking on the way to Emmaus, and the Lord appeared to them. They actually invited him in, and as they were having communion, he was breaking bread. Their eyes were opened, and they said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he was talking to us on the road and opening the scriptures to us?" You know, to many, the Bible is a closed book because they don't know the one who can open its meaning. A beautiful passage and prayer found in Psalm 119:18 says, "Open thou mine eyes to behold wondrous things out of thy law." Praise God. So God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, opens the door of salvation, opens the door of hearts, opens the door of his word. Praise God. Well, there's several other things the Lord opens, but we are running out of time, and we'll go right on to that tomorrow in the broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to share those. The announcer will give you our contact information. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And I just invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.